Meerith Gidor manager Trevor Alcorn. Trevor, it's been a tough season in terms of injuries to players and players away, and even your man of the match from the first championship game against Ardrigh, McComb, immigrating due to work. That said, the old Aries, the league doesn't lie. You've 3 out of 3. You must be happy with the 3 championship performance and victories so far.
We're delighted actually today, and I mean, this is coming from a team like Gidor that have 15 senior championships. You know, they've been there and they've won all the big, you know, accolades that you can win. And I mean, even their delight coming off the field against Glenfinnan last week, you know, it gave us momentum all week. There was this wee buzz in the club again, and you know, that togetherness with them, it was brilliant, and they carried it into today. I thought maybe a wee bit of complacency might have crept in there the day. We, you know, McCool's coming down here, but you know the threat that McCool's have, that serious inside forward line. I mean, probably one of the best inside forward lines in the county. But just Gidor, just let you know how good defensively they are. I mean, Gary McFadden is just an absolute dog, and James Boyle just back in there from injury as well. Well, he was another man that was carrying an ankle injury, and he got through a game. So delighted with that performance today, and it was a comfortable victory in the end. And I'm just delighted for them actually with all the injuries that we had throughout the year, that to run the position that we're in.
Yeah, easy victory of seniors here against Ardrigh. Of course, going into Glenfinnan last week in the second round game, after they lost to Killybegs, a lot of people were tipping maybe Glenfinnan to do something. At home, they were going to throw the kitchen sink. Use weather to storm in that game. Came out 1 point victors, but took a while to settle here today. Sometimes the home crowd and a bit of expectation. You know, you kicked a few bad wides, and Ethan, after his brilliance last week, you know, missed a simple one. You know, your goalkeeper come up then had a go, and you're thinking then, when are we going to settle? Of course, Ethan, in fairness, it takes, I suppose, a bit of courage to step up again. He ended up your top scorer with 8 points, had a phenomenal game, a brilliant second half. But that period where he hit that free, it was an awkward free out here right beside us here on the right hand side. He swung that over the bar, and that gave him that bit of confidence to push on, and it settled the team as well.
Aye, it was a real test of Ethan's character today, you know, and it could have went either way. You know, he is a big confidence player. I've seen him in the short time that I know him. I've seen him maybe miss a score and fall to pieces, but he answered the critics today. He came out and knew he was going to get a bit of attention early on in the game, and he did. Missed a very simple free, you know, early on, and to be fair, you know, there's that wee sigh of, oh God, is this what's going to happen, Ethan? Ethan answered them today. You know, he stepped up. He's definitely turned. It's a turning point for Ethan, and I've no doubt that he's serious ability. I mean, you don't even get the chance to see in games what he's really capable of. I mean, I get to watch him at training there, and he's a serious, serious player, and he has so much more to offer, and I'm just so happy for him that he had a blip bump in the road the other day, and he got over it, and he's finished top scorer. Brilliant.
Yeah, and just a word on Dolan McBride at midfield. He had 3 points in the game as well. In that second half, he really drove the team on from midfield. Physically, your running power was on another level. You have the lads and mighty Nick. And Eamon McGee was your launch pad inside for the attack, showing every time every ball came onto him, he won them. But just that player, McBride, his influence on the game, and how pleased you are with his performance.
Oh, seriously pleased. He's another person that has stepped up this year. We have a lot of young players that were asked questions of this year, and we probably had that, as I said, even to other people, that we had that. Not, it's not a luxury to have injuries, but with them injuries, we got to see new players, new blood coming in. And Donald McBride, to be fair, Donald was playing under 20s. He was playing as a sweeper. Donald's a far better attacker than he is a sweeper. I mean, he just proved it today, and confidence in front of goal. I mean, all he has to do is swing that right booted it, and he, right or left, he scored an amazing goal for us this year too, in the league game, you know, super finish. So I don't know what he was doing sitting back behind the 45. I'm happy for him now. As a midfielder, he's a serious attacking threat, and he's legs to go all day, and he's such a cool customer. Just, he's lovely footballer.
Yeah, and listen, Trev, I'm heartened to see that you leave 3 up, that you try and have that platform that you can kick pass and open up the game. In fairness, McCool's, they were also trying to keep players inside, and we're finally getting away from that terrible defensive shape which we've seen, which was just throwing the game down into a terrible place. But just as we look to the draw and the next week, Niall Friedland came on today, of course, you know, pivotal man for you. Darrell Boyle came on as well. I see Norm McNeely out kicking there as well. So your squad is beginning to take shape now as you face the final game. You're 3 out of 3. You've drawn Niamh Connell now. Your thoughts on that draw?
I'm still trying to come to terms with that draw. I don't know what to prepare for this week or how we're going to prepare. We still have men that have just come back from injury, like Niall. It was good to see him getting over a game. James Boyle got through a full game there today, which is lovely. We injury worry there with Cian Mulligan today too, you know, going off, and I mean that type of player that Cian Mulligan is, I mean, he's a serious threat. I don't know what, I just call him the ghost. I don't know how he gets in, but he's always dangerous. So I would love to have had a week to maybe not take the foot off the pedal. All right, bro, you know, keep the shoulder to the wheel and keep at it and go out and get another result next week. But it's going to be a serious battle with Glenties. You know, everybody knows what they're bringing, and Glenties with that wee slip at the start of the year, you know, against Glenswally, you know, that means they have to go out and chase points now to put themselves in a good position. And he'd rubbing his hands together maybe to get at Gidor, and a good battle and a good test for the championship going forward. So,
indeed, Martin Regan was here today. I'm sure he's getting a plan together for you, Trevor. No doubt you'll have a plan for him, and I think that's one of the highlights of the draw next week. Yourselves and Lee Colin, we look forward to that.
I actually, the more I think about it, we are going to look forward to it. We've played Glenties in a very open game, would you believe? It's very hard to believe that in the league this year. We used it as a training session. We played it on a Tuesday evening. The two teams just went out and played football. We had nothing tactical against them, and these young boys went out and just played that free flowing, let the ball inside football that people love to watch. And I think the game has to change. I mean, the game has gone the wrong way for too long now, and it's all about two defences. It's all about how defensively well teams are set up. And That's not what we want to see. Spectators want to come to games and watch free-flowing football, end-to-end stuff. I mean, I did watch one of the games, McCool's and St Michael's this year. Great game of football. End-to-end, two teams going at each other. Ball been played inside. And I mean, we tried to do that this year too now in Gidor, because you know that Gidor are very well set up defensively. They can always revert back to that. So we're just trying to add that wee element of surprise and going forward in their game. And they have it in abundance because they have serious quality down here.